We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and before we continue our discussion, we have a phone call, so let's get to them. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Well, you know, with all the trouble we've got with the parking over there at the library, not having any parking, what can we do about moving the library over to the mall? With the mall dwindling out, we can help save the mall before they get you with the dark store taxation thing. We sure need to pick up the mall and having more exposure with the library and the patrons, and it'd be a win-win situation.
Yeah, well, this one is probably pretty difficult. I mean, the mall is actually doing okay, and it's, people know they came in and asked for a little bit of support so they could raise the tax down there in that particular area in order to do some upgrades and some needed maintenance. And I think they're getting along fine. Just be a little bit of time before everything gets done and they get some more stores in there, and they're working on that pretty hard and had some success. Moving the library is really hard. I mean, that's a lot of money. We've made some improvements out there to the parking lot. The city's helped with that, and the library had some funds that we put into that. So, and then the dark stores, you know, would be, I mean, this is probably not an answer to any of that. The dark stores are pervasive. I mean, that could be any place, but largely starting in large box stores. So I'm not sure any of that would help in that regard. That's going to be a legislative task for us all to work.
Gentlemen, we had a call during the break. He couldn't stick around, but he asked that I pass along his question. And this is regards to some of the traffic issues that you were talking about with e-scooters and all kinds of other things. This guy has a zero-turn mower, and he goes from one property to the other and really has no means of getting there without, you know, getting out on the street. And how these new policies might affect that.
Yeah, technically a mower doesn't, I don't think, qualify as an ATV or a UTV. It's a utility transport vehicle, which it might. That's something that he might want to explore as to whether or not he can add some safety features to that to make it qualify as a utility vehicle. Typically, that's more of a
five-wheeler.
No, it just has to have, like slow-moving vehicle and lighting and that sort of thing. I mean, our Parks Department uses some transports to be able to do that, and there's some exemptions for that. So, I think it probably depends on, how far he's going in the area he's in, but that's something that he might want to do a little research on, and if it's not covered, then, again, it's probably the street classification as to where he might be able to travel with that.
Hope that answers his question. I also had a call earlier this morning, and this is with regards to the work that's being done on Anderson Avenue right now, the paving there between, Seth Child and Connecticut.
Right.
I guess there have been some real scary situations. There were almost... The guy works for Schilling Construction, who's working on the project. He said there were four near accidents yesterday. And just, putting a shout out to people, say, hey, slow down. Slow down and be conscientious of construction workers there, et cetera.
Great comment. And it's certainly, we have a couple projects going right now that are significantly impacting rush hour traffic especially. And so, if you're take a little bit more time, maybe some alternate routes. We've tried to get the word out about the project there on Anderson. That's certainly in a very high capacity area with the interchange there and the business access there and Anderson being a major east-west street through town. So by all means, when you see traffic cones and other activity, please slow down and abide by that. We've got some other issues out on Fort Riley Boulevard for eastbound traffic as well.
I came across that last night.
So folks that were trying to deviate this morning from the Anderson mess by going south on Seth Child found themselves merging onto a one-lane roadway there on eastbound Fort Riley Boulevard. The West Star is getting ready to do some line relocation in conjunction with the bridge replacements that are going to occur there at Wildcat Creek, which is just a prelude of some of our challenges to come, because the both of those bridges will be replaced, which will be a two-year project, and we'll be down to one lane in each direction during that process. So I have talked to our folks to try and get a little more green time on those eastbound, or we may have to request some assistance from Riley County Police to maybe have some officers there during peak times to help better move some of that traffic through. But people were being gracious and helpful this morning, and so we just asked folks to kind of slow down, and that's going to be there all week, both of those projects. So if you want to try and find a different route, that'd be good too.
Yeah, when I came through on, I was driving east on Anderson, going underneath Seth Childs, and they've got guys on both ends of that, but it's complicated because they've got not only east-west traffic, but you've got the ramp traffic and people either coming off or going on and making turns. So it is a complex change there, and as soon as they move away from the underneath Seth Childs overpass, things will clear up a little bit.
Yeah, let's why don't we take a break? Do we have another caller, first of all, Dave? No? Okay. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Ron Fear and Mike Dodson here on News Radio KMAN after this.